Right, we are in Worcester for this week's podcast. I'm Neil Donoghue.
And I am Martin Ashton, and we are having a fabulous time. But there's been so much going on over this last week. World Cup, EWS, just the absolute circus of crankworks happening here in Whistler. So we've got tons to talk about. Neil, where should we start?
Well, I think we should set the scene for people who aren't watching this on YouTube. You're probably listening to it on one of our podcast providers.
Yeah.
We're sat in Whistler Olympic Park by the Olympic rings, where they did the Winter Olympics here not that long ago. I can't remember the year.
I think it was 2010. It was the Olympics and Paralympics.
Yeah.
And the legacy of that is very apparent. Yeah. You can tell the Olympics came here.
There's a bobsleigh just over there somewhere. We're sat in the park. You might be able to hear the kids playing. There's all sorts going on. And in the background, you might be able to hear a little bit of the music coming from Crankworx Festival, because we are in the thick of it. It's over a week long. Lots of racing going on. This is actually where they do the deep summer photo event. It's really cool, where this place is full of people. They come down in the evening and see what people have made.
Yeah, it's fabulous, actually, that event. All the top videographers put in videos that they've been working on over. There's a certain time period, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, so there's Deep Summer's the photo one. I can't remember what the video one's called, but yeah, similar idea where you
teach
people.
And basically someone wins, but everyone comes here and checks it all out. It's fantastic.
It's
very cool. And that is just one of the things that's going on here at Crankworx. You've obviously got Joyride, which is the FMB Platinum event, isn't it?
It's the biggie. It's the one. I guess, apart from Rampage, which is a different style of event, but this is the big one all the free riders are trying to win.
Yeah, and I've been seeing a few of the stars dotted around the town. They're already starting to arrive. I was just chatting to Matt Jones, a Red Bull athlete. I saw Emil Johansson in my hotel a couple of days ago, which is pretty cool. He's an up-and-coming superstar.
So that's a week away. Yeah, a week away. So loads of other stuff going on. I raced Garbanzo, which is a big, long downhill race. Sort of the winner's doing 30 minutes. I did it in almost 50. But Endurable Series is happening today, finishing as we speak.
Literally right this moment. Yeah.
Got A-line race that you are riding in.
Yeah, I'm riding in the Fox Air DH, which is on Tuesday, and the Adaptive Jam, which is tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And it's the inaugural running of that event. It's going to be a celebration of all the athletes who are making mountain biking work despite disabilities, people like myself. But there's I think there's about 10 or 15 riders up there tomorrow, which is pretty crazy, and we're really hoping we're going to be able to make that a annual thing. And you know, like you were saying, you'd like to make it a bit of a pilgrimage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the place to come and do it, where they're set up. You do see all sorts of bikes going on to the ski lifts here, so they're really helpful with these adaptive bikes for getting people
like me,
like yourself,
problem people,
getting the tandem up the hill on the seat of the chairlift.
Yeah, they could not be more helpful. Yes, actually, really. They're incredible. They try so hard to make it possible. They love hearing about how you've done on the hill and how much fun it's been. So they're really great. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. Garbanzo, how was it? I mean, you don't get to race that much these days.
No.
How was that?
I mean, I did it a long time ago when I was a pro racer, 11 years ago, and I remember it being really hard physically. I did it on a downhill bike then. Did it on an enduro bike this time, and it was good. I sort of paced myself because I didn't want to just explode, as I have done in other races. So I sort of paced it so I knew I could get to the end, and yeah, I was 2 minutes off. Mitch Ropolato, pretty much, I think.
Yeah,
about two minutes is winning time.
But still no slouch time. That track is tough, isn't it? I mean, it's very, very long, but I guess it's the rough. It's
a bit of everything, but there's some really big holes, big, gnarly Canadian rock roll style things.
Yeah.
Super physical. A bit of everything, really, but that's what's kind of fun about it. You can never get bored.
Mm.
You can go through one really horrible, gnarly section, and then there's a bit of a relief where it changes to like a bike park, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. And bomb down a few
burns. Are you suggesting that there's been some downhill races you've done and at points you've been bored?
No, you don't get bored very often. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It was a couple of days ago. It's been raining today, actually. First time we've seen some rain. We've been here 4 or 5 days. But it's been fine. Me and Blake have been up lapping out A-line today. Did Dirt Merchant yesterday, which has been revamped. Some really nice features in that. Some big old jumps, a couple of big drops. Biggest jumps I've ridden in a long time, and I absolutely loved it. Riding a downhill bike.
For anyone who hasn't been here and can't quite picture it, if you're listening, this place is basically two mountains. There's Blackcomb Mountain and Whistler Mountain. And down in the basin of them two mountains is Whistler Village. And there's these fantastic lifts going up, just like any ski resort. But the mountain bike trails, they've all got fantastic names, great character that comes from those names. Some of it with quite a lot of humor, you know, and they all become kind of iconic. I mean, there's like boards that you can buy in the bike shops around here with the names of the trails. Yeah. So you could actually like pin them on your wall at home, you know, the like trailhead signs.
I guess A-Line's probably the most famous just because it's just full of jumps. I can't remember them. 70 jumps, is it? That sounds like too many.
I didn't take off once.
But it's great fun. Yeah, lapping out yesterday. Love it. It's the first time I've ridden here in a while. Because actually, just over there is the Whistler Medical Centre, which I visited last time
which
I came.
Which you do know well. Yes. You tend to know medical centres in most areas, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. What's that? You're also riding a brand new bike, which doesn't look so brand new now because you've been riding it for a few days, but it looked fantastic when you got it out of the bag. You open up his douche bag, bag, which is a fantastic bit of kit in itself, and bringing out this beautiful nuke-proof downhill bike in this lovely, what is that grey? What is this?
I call it Nardo grey. That's Nardo what the AVs.
Yeah, it's BWs. Like the grey that lots of car brands are using now.
Red boxer on the front, it looks amazing. And yeah, really like Christmas it was. Absolutely loving it. I wish I was staying for longer. Now I'm going home on Tuesday.
You guys
are hanging around.
But... Yeah, well, you can always change your plans, Neil. You can always change your plans. There's lots of riding to be done, but that bike does look good.
It is, what is it? It's 10 to 7. Lift's still running. Blake is actually still out there lapping with Sam Reynolds and others. So yeah, the place is still buzzing.
Yeah, those free riders boys are still hitting it. Right, let's get to some racing, Neil. Like, so where do we start? Should we start with the World Cup or the EWS?
Yeah, I reckon let's go World Cup over in Switzerland, Lenzerheide. There was a double header, triple header, as you said the other time. So short track cross country, full XCO and downhill. It's all heating up, really. So there's not many rounds left. The World Cup left, world champs, and one round for cross countries.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's Nino Schurter's hometown, so wanted to back up his world champs win there, but it's not going all his way with Matthew van der Poel, again, really showing the mountain bike world what he can do.
Yeah,
taking that win from Nino.
Yeah, and that's quite the place. That's going to hurt Nino to be beaten there.
Well,
it's going to hurt his confidence.
Nino's Instagram, actually, is sort of total respect between them. I see van der Poel's commenting something like great to be racing such a legend. Van der Poel said that, so
yeah, that's gracious.
A lot of respect between the two of those guys. Mattias Flückiger was third, so he's still right there in the sort of thick of things for overall, as van der Poel, that's his last race this year.
Yeah Will he be at Worlds?
I don't think he is. No, I think
that seems insane.
I know
that seems insane, but there you are.
Women's race, an incredible sort of fairy tale story, comeback from Jenny Risbeds. Risbeds comeback to take the win.
Oh, that's incredible.
She's the reigning Olympic champion and world champion. And she sort of disappeared from the race scene because of personal issues. And it never really looked like she was going to come back. And here she is. Had a really strong comeback, climbing up into the podium this year. But to take a win, it's pretty incredible. And it looked like, quite an emotional thing.
Yeah, well, it was incredible, really, because when Jenny stopped riding a couple of years ago, she was literally at the height of her powers. Mm. It must have been devastating. It was because of mental health issues, and she was very open about it. And she's really shared that comeback with fans. So I'm sure it has been an incredibly popular comeback win. But it does seem... It is astonishing that she could get back to that level like that.
Absolutely.
It's great. It's a film. There's a film there.
Yeah.
There's a film there, you know.
Great to see Catherine Pendrell came fifth, actually. I can't remember the last time she was on the podium. She's a former world champion as well.
And
great to see her back up there.
Yeah. What about Yolanda?
Yeah, eighth place. Kate Courtney 7th, so better, but not where we expect to see her.
No, no.
Yeah, interesting times in World Cup cross country.
It's good to see it being mixed up. I like it. It's been a great season. The rising star that is Kate Courtney really showing some incredible form. But going into World Champs, I just wouldn't know where to put the coins. So yeah. I really wouldn't.
Mont-Saint-Anne, great course for cross country and for downhill, to be honest. Yeah. It's a classic. It's been a round of the World Cup or World Champs every year since the World Cup started.
Yeah. Is that a track that the riders enjoy?
Yes, definitely back in my day, and I think they still do. Yeah, both definitely. The cross country is one of the more technical tracks.
Yeah.
It's often a bit humid, you know, wet, muddy, rocky, a real challenge. And I just love that place. Well, Quebec is a beautiful place, French Canada.
That's going to really suit Schurter with them. If he's not got Van der Poel there, if it's technical, he's going to definitely have a huge advantage. I still think he takes it on the riding skills front. Well, or his ability, his willingness to use them in a race.
Yep, and some really cool photos actually coming from that race of doing a proper whip, Martin. You have to check him out. He is almost flat on his cross country bike mid race.
Yeah, I mean that's so cool. I mean I do like to rib the Nino. It's an old school 80s cross up.
It is.
Which is fine if you call it that, but it annoys me when people call it a whip because it's not a whip, it's a crosser. But it's spectacular all the same.
Pauline Fram-Prevot as well, sort of another comeback. Yeah. She was injured, some sort of leg surgery at the start of the year, and she came third and she won the short track as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's some incredible talent. So she was world champion in everything she rode at one point, which is nearly unbelievable, but true.
So, really heating up in the women's racing. Yeah. On to downhill. So, obviously, we're in Canada at the moment. I just caught, I think it was the last two or three riders of the men's downhill. So, should have got up earlier, but that's what happens when you crank works. Don't always get up early at crank
works. No, you don't.
Saw Pyrion take another win. So, it's three each for Bruni and for Pyrion this
year. Amazing.
Unbelievable year for the French. Yeah. And, you know, really hard to split them in the overall. I can't remember the last time we had a year so tight between two races.
Yeah, yeah, that's really great. It was great to see Laurie take that win in the last round.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. To just break the kind of French monotony, but there's, I say monotony in the sense of just literally the results on a piece of paper, but they are bringing something amazing to the races at the moment because they're doing it with such style, so much fun.
The way Pyrion rides or races his bike as well. It looks like he's so close to the edge and it can't always stay like that. But he seems like a sort of wise beyond his years, really. He seems to be able to calm it down and do what is necessary and win, which is obviously a really, really difficult thing to do when you are right on the very edge.
Do you think we're looking at one of those two as world champion?
I mean, Bruni's got the record. Probably, I would say so.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting run into that.
It's Greg Minnaar, second place after his start of the year. It's too early to count Greg Minnaar out at all.
Yeah, that guy is just... I'm sure from this year, it's basically the sentence that you would ever count Greg Minnaar out again is over. It's not something we ever need to say again.
No.
It's a dead sentence.
It's over when he says it.
It's over when he stops getting on a bicycle and entering the race. If he's at the top of the hill and there's a start line, he might win.
That's very true. We saw more of the usual names, like your Danny Hart, Troy Bosnans. But it's good to see Dean Lucas got seventh place, his best result in a while. Also, Reese Wilson, ninth, Florian Payet, 10th. We have seen those guys in the top 10 before, but not for a little while, don't they?
Yeah.
Elite women, Marine Cabarrus, took another win from Tracy Hannah. So, again, interesting times there. Valley Hall took another fastest time of the day from the ladies. So she was 2 seconds up on Marine Cabarrus' time.
That's incredible. Yep. That is incredible. And that's a huge jump in the last 6 months because she was actually not that close. Now she's really made it to that level. They're going to have to be very worried when she comes up into that that category. I'm slightly worried for Tracy Hannah. I'm sorry, Marine Cabarrus. I Your time's coming anyway, I'm sure, but I really want Tracy Hannah to win this. But I'm starting to worry she's getting too cautious.
Well, the overall.
For the overall.
About, yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a... I really want her to win it, and I'm going to be gutted. I'm sure a lot of people really want her to win it because she's been around racing for so long. She's a great character. She's always looked super cool. I love her riding style. I really want her to get it.
Well, we've got world champs before the last round, and I think that really puts the cat amongst the pigeons, because that is the biggie, where you never know what's going to happen there, and that can still alter the overall, in confidence-wise, injury-wise, that's obviously still possible. But
yeah, I'm willing to put a result on the Women's World Cup, World Champs Downhill out there right now.
Go on, then.
It is going to be Tahnee Seagrave.
Oh, she's here.
She is going to win it.
I've seen her walking around Whistler Village.
Yeah.
She's just edging her way back onto the bike gently.
She's made a smart move. I'm sure that when that injury happened, which was devastating for her, she did exactly what Martin Mays did when it all went wrong for him. Mm. It just went right. Okay, what can I now spend my time focusing on? And she is going to be coming into that race, zero pressure, feeling fit, because she won't be racing until she's fit, and she's obviously fit because she's here at Whistler doing laps. I've seen her. Well, and I think she's going to come back at Worlds, and I don't think anyone's going to be able to touch her.
I think you're right, actually. I've not thought about it, but separate shoulders, I did mine here. That's where I've been to the medical centre, and that wasn't as bad as Tahnee's, granted, but it didn't take long. I was here for 2 weeks, and at the end of those 2 weeks, I was riding again. Tahnee's was much worse. She's had surgery, but I still think probably the recovery is one of the faster ones.
And you've got to remember, she's part of the Red Bull machine.
Yeah.
They would have been onto that injury like minutes after it happened.
Yeah.
And they will have spared no expense making sure she comes back exactly how she needs to be to do well. And I think that's where the medal's going to go. I really hope so too. It'll be another great story. But it's going to be exciting.
I think you're right. Yeah. So we've sort of jumped the gun a little bit because the enduro racing is still happening here in Whistler. It's just about to finish.
I think we can call it though.
You will.
I think we can call it. I'm pretty confident.
So 2 days of racing. Yesterday was the biggie, top of the world, down to Whistler Village, and Richie Roo took the men's win by, was it 33 seconds?
It seems impossible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It seems impossible what he did.
Incredible ride there.
Did you see him when he got to come over the start finish line?
Oh, hello.
Did you see him when he came over the finish line and and did a little interview? He looked
chilling.
Like a ghost. No, he gave that everything.
Well, he must have to beat.
His eyes were puffy.
The names.
He looked destroyed.
It was actually fellow Yeti rider Sean Neer came second, and then Josh Carlson, the giant rider, who I'm doing a video with tomorrow. Actually, hope he's got the legs tomorrow for the video. But to beat those names is Sam Hill in fifth place by that much is almost unheard. But it is unheard of. It's crazy.
I mean, I guess the race. What's really interesting here, because Richie Roode has really that lead has continued through today. He's had a pretty strong lead. I saw Nigel Page, which is the Nuke Proof team manager, Chain Reaction Cycles Nuke Proof team manager, on his way from Whistler Village over to Creekside, getting ready to see Sam Hill come down one of the runs there. And at that point, Sam was in second place, but he did say Richie Roode had quite the lead.
He did.
But the gap between Eddie Masters and Sam Hill was literally nothing.
I think they were one. Pretty much swapping stage wins. I think Richie Roode's dropped a little bit of time, but
Full disclosure, we do not know who's we don't know who's come second.
He didn't drop. He went up to about a minute, I know that, and then he gave away a few seconds in there. Yeah. But that's fine. If you've got a minute.
I think once you get to a minute, you start to think, I better coast through this.
Anything can happen, though. We're here. It's rained a lot last night, rained a lot this morning, and I saw from the stage this morning it did look pretty gnarly out there. Yeah. So who knows? The women's race is much, much closer between Isabeau Couturier and ALN, Andrienne Lantier-Nadeau, the Rocky Mountain rider, local.
She's having a good year. She's having a good year.
So, like we say, we don't quite know. In fact, I think I did just see that Isabel Cadorier has provisionally taken the win, but we are waiting. Yes, she did.
Yes,
we are waiting
for
the men's results.
That's great. I'm really happy for her.
Hang on, provisional results in on Twitter for the men's race. Richie Rude, Sam Hill in second, Eddie Masters in third.
Wow, that's great. Eddie Masters.
Good on him, yeah.
You know what? In the overall, that's got to be kind of interesting now.
And he stepped away from, well, not stepped away, but he didn't race Lenzerheide because of the Enduro World Series.
Yeah,
so obviously
yeah.
That's proved to be a good move.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. What a lovely guy that dude is.
Yeah.
We're so friendly, amazing. I mean, they all are. That's what's incredible about mountain biking. These top stars are just like other dudes who ride around on bikes.
Well, myself and Blake bumped into him actually in Mogul's coffee shop the other morning talking about the tandem, and he is super keen to have a go.
I have seen him since, and he said to me he wanted a go, and I was like, well, consider yourself invited. So watch this space. I've got to try and track him down in the next few days.
Sam Hill seemed less keen.
Well, I will tell you that Nigel Page said to me today that Sam said he will ride the tandem if he can go on the front, which obviously doesn't make much sense on my tandem because there isn't any pedals there.
I believe he's a control, as you can tell, he loves being in control.
Yes.
So.
He has zero interest on getting on the back of my bike with me in control, and I don't blame him.
He's actually riding a new bike. He's got the Mega 290, or 290, whatever you call it, the 29-inch wheel version of Mega, and he's riding a carbon version. So trying to get some spy shots of that for the tech in the Dirt Shed show this week.
Yes, we are.
A couple of other spy shots we've got. There's a new Specialized Enduro that a couple of people are riding, including Annika Beerton, in that sort of zebra, you know, they try and disguise it a bit.
But yeah, yeah.
I saw another guy, I don't know who it was, a junior rider riding one. So if there's a few of them around, that bike is ready to roll, but it's a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a Rocky Mountain Slayer.
Yeah.
What else? I'm sure I've seen. Oh, it's a new Giant Rain. I'm riding that one tomorrow.
Oh, I love a Giant Rain. I had one of those. I had one of those about maybe 12 years ago, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic. I've always been a fan of that. It sits right in the space of a bike that can just do everything. I love it.
It seems like Crankworx is becoming one of those festivals where, you know, the industry's here, they want to show off new bikes.
Yeah.
And if it's here in a lift queue, you know that it's ready to roll. People aren't going to risk showing you stuff.
No.
Or bringing it to the most popular bike park in the world at Crankworx.
I really believe, I mean, I guess there's a few events around the world that are Sea Otter, fantastic. That is a fantastic event.
Yeah.
And Whistler, I think those two events stand out.
Absolutely.
As real moments in the year now, which is great because they are awesome and anyone can come. I love that.
And they're a lot of fun, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah,
we
they
actually
are.
Enjoyed the nightlife last night. We went to the pink bike party.
It was fantastic. The pink bike party was 80s themed.
Yeah.
We went out for a very lovely meal before we went to the party. And then we moved over to the pink bike party, which was a very different vibe. And I thought, is this going to work? And it did. Congratulations to those guys. It was brilliant.
It was a lot of
fun. Loved it. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, and my shoes have taken, you know, when you come out of nightclubs and shoes are all dirty and black.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
I went in with pristine white trainers, came out with pristine white trainers.
Yeah, you haven't checked your tyres.
Yeah, the bottom of my shoes always look pretty good, if you catch my drift.
Yes.
I was going to say, you mentioned Annika Beerton there.
Yep.
She's one of my targets to get on the tandem.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because she is pretty cool. Have you ever seen her ride a motocross bike?
I have seen both.
She hauls.
And she's going, I actually caught up with her at the top of Garbanzo race whilst she's warming up. She's, you know, in the title hunt for the Queen of Crankworx, that title, King and Queen. You get points for entering a number of events. So Mitch Fopolato won Garbanzo, he's doing really well. He is a great dual slalom, pump track, A-line racer.
Oh, all
same
this stuff
with
is about to happen. I can't
and
wait.
Jill Kintner as well, who's raced the Enduro World Series, but she pulled out today, actually, I think, with illness.
Oh, that's a shame.
But it's tough for those guys. They've got a week of racing and competing, but it's cool. It's nice to see that sort of, you know, can't really call it the Olympics, but, you know, those points adding up, like a decathlon style thing.
Yeah,
to,
no, I like that a lot.
Title.
It's a really nice way to look at mountain biking. That's one of the things I wanted to say about the EWS is that I'm very rarely at an EWS. I'm a real fan of the event and I follow the results I really like it a lot. But when you're at an event where it's actually happening and you're seeing all the stars doing their runs, what you don't see in the results is the other 600 people who are doing it.
Yeah.
They're all racing the same event as Sam Hill and Richie Rude. It's amazing.
It's the biggest entry they've ever had at an Enduro. Yeah. Because they've got the Enduro 100 and the Enduro 80. So yeah. 80% of the... I think they didn't yeah. race the top of the world, but I think everything else.
Yeah. Because, so. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're thinking... I mean, we're generally talking about the best riders in the world. And you know, in any sport, the sort of stars are going to shine. But the great thing about that EWS series is that if you've got a mountain bike and you want to get into something, you could ride EWS.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's the Continental Series. There's a route into getting into the elite category. But you can come along and try it at the same event. And I think that's really special. I really love that.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's very
great.
Cool.
Yeah, that is the podcast from Crankworks.
Fun, eh?
It's been great, yeah. Plenty more action to come from here. We're doing loads of videos, as you'd expect.
That was a classic Neil Donoghue.
Was it?
It was great, yeah. I loved that.
It's been good.
Neil Donoghue, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic. We'll see you next week.